Phoneboy Speaks, episode 965, Multinational Crypto Backdoors. If a British citizen with an iPhone purchased in France and roaming in Germany iMessages a Chinese citizen roaming in Sweden using an iPhone purchased in Denmark, which government's keys need to be inserted in the iMessage communications by an American company, Apple, legally based in Luxembourg? Well, that's a good question. If there was going to be any sort of man-in-the-middle enforced by governments, that's a fairly simple example. It's actually probably even a fairly common example. I mean, you just change the names of the countries and such, and you'd still have the same you'd still have the same basic problem, right? Is whose government do we if we're going to man-in-the-middle crypto, right, and put a back door in there or something so that governments of the world can see with the communications, whose government are we going to, whose government doesn't get involved when things cross many, many nations of borders, right? And they may have different rules, different things. And I think, people probably, the Edward Snowden situation has certainly brought more of this stuff to light. And I think, people are waking up and realizing maybe they don't want their government being able to see anything and everything that they're doing, right? Maybe some people don't mind it so much, but I certainly do. And I like that Apple has made a product that they cannot see the communications. They purposely designed it so that they're not no matter what, they're not able to see what's going on there. It's your device and somebody else's device communicating. They made it robust and easy to use, and the kinds of things that Apple typically does. And there's lots of other systems out there. Even if you don't like iMessage, I mean, there's plenty of third party applications that do the same thing on Android. Governments thinking that they can stem the tide or be able to read to try and backdoor crypto, it doesn't work that way. I mean, the technology was designed to not be wasn't designed to be backdoored, right? And if you make a backdoor for a government, time and time again, we've shown that the bad guys will find it too, and so nobody's stuff is safe. So I'm sadly kind of look at this message and I go, well, when the only way that this sort of thing works is if we being able to sort of man in the middle crypto like that is if we go to a one world government where there is no national borders, and therefore there's only one government to have to worry about with all this stuff. And sadly, so there's some people that think that's probably not too far from the future, but certainly right now it's probably unfeasible to do something like that. So I wouldn't worry, at least in the short term, that something like this is going to happen. It's going to be impossible to implement, at least under the way the current governments of the world work, the numerous governments. Again, if we get a one world government, then all bets are off. But that is what we are. It's important that we keep the crypto flowing, and in fact use crypto even where you may not even need crypto. I mean, as crypto, all the things you might as well make it more and more common. And so I credit Apple for certainly making something that is reasonably secure. And again, other companies have done similar things, and we all need to use all of them or use more of them. And so when it does come down to it, our stuff is secured, and hopefully the governments quit trying to ask for these things. But I guess I'm pessimist at the end of the day, and I see our liberties slipping, as it were, and so I'm over time the wall may come down on our crypto. And let's hope that that's not the case. I'll try and be an optimist too, but I'm naturally more pessimist about these things. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.